Elon Musk is first on the guillotine.
No. He's never first. He's like eighth.
No, he's gone to first.
He's not fucking first. Bezos is
second.
No, Bezos is first.
Second.
Bezos is evil. Elon is clueless and an idiot. Bezos is pure evil. Bezos is pure evil. He has people fighting. Oh, he has cities and states fighting over who's gonna have his fucking giant Amazon factory number two. They're giving him so much tax benefits just to set up his fucking second figure factory. Fuck off. No one's doing that for Elon. Elon is just an idiot who doesn't pay well. Bezos makes people get mini strokes who are managers in Amazon factories. Hello, humans. Welcome to Audio Face, episode 56. This is a podcast about music culture.
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 I'm Sean.
I'm Dan. We took a week off and all hell broke loose.
Your laptop decides to try to kill itself with fans.
That's what I get for 56 tabs. It's okay. I just opened Chrome. We're going to get going. This is going to be a lot of a podcast. We're bringing back a fan favorite, No Chill Island, the...
I'm not gonna make it.
Social justice game show you've ever heard. And if that turned you off, trust me, you're going to love it. If it's made for the exact person who cringes at the phrase social justice warrior, but
social justice warrior and lobsters.
We took a week off. We're kind of recharged. We're kind of not fully back, but we're back.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm super. I have negative time. We're just gonna get right into it.
We have a couple singles.
A lot of things have happened. Why are you installing Spotify?
Why? What the f... Okay.
This is what happens when we're... See? This is what happens when we're off the handle for a good...
It's still loaded faster in my head.
No, I'm already done.
No, I'm going to have to install. That's hilarious.
Whatever. So one was Brockhampton's song 1999 Wildfire, which came out. Now with a little less sexual abuse and emotional physical abuse, allegedly.
And less... blue people on the covers.
Yeah, this is in anticipation of their new album that's coming out later this month.
This month or next month?
Should be this month.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it is off the top of my head, but I really liked it. They did what I hoped they would do, which is start to branch out from their like bouncing off the walls.
It sounded like Usher, kind of. The last like minute or so. I'm like, this straight sounds like Usher. This is hilarious.
I didn't get that, I guess, but you might be right.
I kind of did.
I'll have to listen to it again.
It's good. It just caught me off guard for Brockhampton. First half was kind of normal, and the second half of the song, I go,
it's Usher, baby.
I was going to say, was it Tom dancing in the rain? Usher?
Lady Bang!
All right.
Next, there's also Heart of Fire by Prophets of Rage. They're back way faster than I expected to be. Because they're like that super group that formed with people from like Rage Against the Machine and, you know, a lot of really, like, woke shit. And it was, like, they made Hail the Thief from last year that really, really, like... I think we maybe
Hail
even gave
Chief.
That... Hail the Chief, yes.
Hail the Thief is the best album God blessed six times over by Radiohead. Hail to the Chief is the woke music video
with
of
Mike Pence being, like, the puppet master.
Okay. That's a little way too much sauce for me, but okay.
That's not enough sauce.
That's a lot of sauce. That music video is beautiful. For anyone who hasn't watched it, please do.
It's like awful and great at the same time. But Heart of Fire kind of continues that vibe a little bit. I think it's more of what's good. I hope they do branch out a little bit from their second album and don't just make like more of the original.
Probably will make more of the original.
I know, you're right.
It's gonna happen.
It's just too soon.
I know that sound. Then the song sounded pretty similar, so that's...
Yeah.
Then we did... Oh, you want to do Scream?
No, you just have this up, so I'm just like getting ahead.
Yeah, so Childish Gambino, young Donald Glover, triple threat Donald,
Triple D Donald.
He released two singles called Summer Pack, because it's summer and it's pack. Haha. First song, Summertime Magic, second song, Feels Like Summer. I like Feels Like Summer a lot. It's a pretty cool song. Just nothing real crazy about it, but it feels like summer. Like that sun, everything puts you in the mood of going out. Well, we're here in California, the People's Republic of California, which could be three states apparently at some point.
Oh, I love capitalism.
That's more gerrymandering than anything, but
gerrymandering to like suit the efforts of capitalism and to better like shape the
American state. There's going to be a Bolshevik revolution, but we'll get to that more later on.
Anyway, that's in this music podcast.
So it's a cool song. It feels like you want to go to the beach or you're going down PCH, and that's the song that you want
to you're like with a partner or partners. I don't know how you live your life.
I don't care how you live your life. Fuck that. I trust no women.
Or men, really.
I trust negative men. What the fuck?
Animals.
I'm good. Dicks are scary.
a position held by more women than you think.
That's very true. That's why I always joke. I go, I feel bad for y'all.
Anyway, Scream also released.
My favorite DJ. My favorite boy ever.
Poison, an 8-minute track. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's, I love Scream so much because he's the grandfather of dubstep, basically. He started dubstep. And then people like Skrillex and stuff just hijacked it, put a screwdriver in it a few times, butt fucked it, and made it into what dubstep is now. Before, it wasn't like that at all. It was like UK underground garage music. So now he does house, and he's my favorite DJ. So he's doing a couple of shows lining up, and he released this track on Friday, or Thursday, technically, for us.
Right.
And I love it. It's pure, wholesome house, which I don't get to hear that often, especially released into singles and stuff, because most of them you have to listen to in mixes, or you go to live shows and they're hard to find, or you have to see people post them on YouTube and whatnot. But he's released a couple of different singles and whatnot, like Chronicles EP last year and a couple other things before his shows. So that's what he did with Poison, because he's gonna do it. Actually, I think he did it last night.
Right.
But yeah, I like it a lot. Pure, clean, wholesome house. Good shit.
It's really good. I did like this whole music detox cleanse, like palate cleanser, I think was our joke we had. I think you're listening to a little bit of Prince over our week off.
Like Prince, 1975, other stuff where just I was listening to
Prodigy, Fatboy Slim.
Going hard on Prodigy.
I was watching some Netflix. I was just chilling out a little bit and also working all fucking day. Anyways. Time to get into some news. This episode is brought to you by the DFTI and Associates Legal Corner, because we have two stories that have to do with the Lars. okay. Can we talk about the thing that we've been talking about for weeks?
Which thing?
The fact that Gucci on My, the song off of Ransom 2 Micromatis,
it's straight anti-Semitic.
Because there's a line that goes, $1 million Jews, can't wait to dismiss them, and then one of the Migos does an ad-lib and goes, Jews! It's people, we're not noticing this? It's kind of interesting.
Migos, Jews.
Nothing. No one's talking about this.
Barbecue Jews, that's the thing that pops up.
What?
Put Migo Jews, all right.
Okay, that's because you're using Yahoo.
I don't know why Chrome opens up Yahoo, by the way. I don't know what's going on my computer today.
I do not trust your computer at all. Anyway, so
I don't know what's going on.
Cardi B has a counter lawsuit against her former manager. Her manager tried to sue her.
Clean or Shaft, Raphael. About. If your nickname is Shaft, you need to go home and rethink your life.
Remember? Which, pull him back.
His name is Shaft. Come on, dog.
I mean, that's a blaxploitation film. And that's a nickname. Clennard Raphael. I mean, I'd rather be called Shaft than Clennard.
Could be Clintard.
Exactly, right? Imagine going to middle school with that guy. Actually, you'd be his bully because of his name. Anyways.
I wouldn't be his bully. I'd get bullied, but anyways. Let's hear about it.
This is a very interesting, analysis anyways. But he was suing Cardi B for $10 million.
Damn.
And it was over, basically just, hater shit. I was a big part of his career. I'm entitled to money. And then Cardi B's counter lawsuit attempted that Leonard tried to maintain complete control over her by dictating who she was romantically involved with. And Leonard's also being accused of being increasingly willing to take advantage of, deceive, and exploit his former client.
That's why I don't like men. They're so insecure. It's, you can't have my women because of cultural lobsters.
We've been on a Jordan Peterson binge for a little bit. Shout out to hashtag no filter on the. They're not paying me for this.
You're not getting paid. Shut the fuck up.
Whatever. But it, you could say that, yeah, this is like a back and forth lawsuit thing, but the story that Cardi B is telling is not unheard of in the music business.
No.
Absolutely. So, like, look, it's not something we're going to discredit.
Not that long ago, and a bunch of other things. Like, we've been talking about it for past year.
Yeah.
More or less.
We talked about this previously in Audio Phase 46. That was really cool. That was also the last time we had a No Chill Island, and that No Chill Island was also called Culture Chaos, but this is also Culture Chaos for a different reason. But hold, we'll get to that later. And then there's the Kendrick Lamar SZA lawsuit, which is also kind of a bit of a bring back. We used to talk about that in Audio Phase episode 38, but this time, in that episode we talked about the fact that—
Why, when people flip off, why do they use their thumb?
I don't know, because that's in the picture that we have linked. Here, where Kendrick and SZA is like flipping people off. I love how it's in Getty Images. That's great. But anyways, they were sued by an artist for the All the Stars video because the artist, like, basically they stole the art that was originally made for the film but never used, and then didn't like credit them, didn't like pay them, essentially. And Sean is looking at pictures of
flipping
people off. Like, there's multiple ways to do it. Like, this is one way, this is another way. I think both are totally natural.
When did it come as the thumb now?
I've always seen it as the thumb. Go back to the Simpsons movie. Like, Homer Simpson's when he's, like, going down is a great thing
you're
for...
You're going to need to, like, blurt our hands.
The audio
I'm
people.
Going to go blurt.
No, it's fine. We're all good.
I'm joking.
That'd be great. Sorry, podcast people. We're on YouTube now. But yeah, Kendrick Lamar and SZA are countersuing, saying that the artist has no right essentially to the, like, any rights to the song because the art wasn't integral to the success of the film or the success of the music, which is like true, but also you stole the art.
Yeah, like straight up.
They said that, literally they used the phrase common sense and logic, would have known that the song would have been successful either way. And like, yeah, they're right, but you still stole the art. That's like an irrelevant point they're making, essentially. Do you have anything to comment on this story besides?
No, not really.
Does this change your opinion of like Kendrick Lamar a little bit? Because he's been like rocky lately.
Yeah, a bit, because we talked about his thing with the white fan coming up on stage, and I think he took the wrong stance, in my opinion, because I go, it's in your song, dog, sorry. Like,
and there's a Spotify thing.
And then there's the whole Spotify, like, there's been a lot of, he's been hit down a little bit, he fell down the stairs, this is it, he like put his one foot up the stair, come back up. If that makes any sense.
Coming back up in a good way?
Yeah. If you fell downstairs and you're coming back up, that means you're good.
How is this coming back up, though? Because he's, like, saying, fuck you, I'm not going to pay an artist that I stole art from. I think that's, like, not a good look, honestly. But it's fine to disagree.
Yeah, I need to read more on it, because this is so short. That's why it's so short.
Right.
I need to get more information on it.
Like, what more information would you need?
Something doesn't seem, like...
For example,
hold on. If there's, let's see this.
No, that's just the
old
article.
Oh, that's the old article.
Exactly. So, like, what information do you need?
Hold on. I have to read it more.
Well, let's not.
It's gonna take too much time. That's the problem.
Yeah. So let's just like get into Deaf Heaven. Wow. I've been doing that all week. But this is a bit of a wild card week because. Last week we took off because, you know, we needed a break, and honestly, there wasn't, like, much that came out last week. This week, also the same, but it's also the opportunity to, like, listen to something that's, like, a little different than we wouldn't normally listen to. We actually listened to two albums that I think were very kind of similar, Deaf Haven and Dirty Projectors, if I do say so myself.
Similar?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no. So, Ordinary Corrupt Human Love, 1 hour and 1 minute, 7 songs. But the songs are kind of mostly long. I'd say there's a lot that cross over 10 minutes.
Okay, like this is a weird album where you have two songs that'll be 10, 11, 12 minutes, one song will be 5, one song will be at 10, one song will be at 4, one song will be at 10.
One's at 7.
Yeah, like fucking pick your poison. What is going on? This is weird. The long songs would be screamo, half screamo. The short songs would be like acoustic and quiet. And then the next song would be screamo. It's... This is one of the strangest albums I've ever heard in my life. I don't know why the fuck you made me listen to it.
Because this is a music podcast. We're cultured people. We listen to many different things. Okay. And honestly, apparently this one was reviewed by a lot of different places. And I tried to be influenced by
other
places' reviews. But there wasn't like a lot that came out this week. And so this is an opportunity for us to like listen to different things. You don't ordinarily listen to screamo. And what I felt about this album was that it's kind of an approachable way to get into screamo, I guess. Because I'm not into it personally, but unlike other albums, which are way more intense, this is a lot lighter.
This is the bridge, I guess you could say, but still, it's really, you have to love it or you hate it. There's no in between. This is trying to be in between, but it felt so strange because one song would be yelling at you, like, fucking grabbing a chair, hitting it across the head, getting a fork, slapping your eyeball a little bit, and then going down and be like, oh, now we're going to be peaceful protesters in the streets smoking weed. And then I'm going to grab a chair and fucking hit your head again. That was this album. It's literally back and forth, back and forth.
Antifa!
Seriously. Grabbing bike locks. What the hell?
Busting bank ATMs.
You know, when they board ATMs in Berkeley, it's about to be a riot.
Keep the credit union safe, but...
I always keep the credit union safe, but fuck
the ATMs.
Fuck
the
people.
Banks.
Fuck the banks. Always fuck the banks.
But, this got a lot of, like, critical acclaim. I didn't really, like, think it needed it. I thought it was, like, perfectly all right, but it's definitely something you either love or you hate. And it didn't really feel like it had that close bridge. So, how many boarded up ATMs would you give this album out of... Let's make it, like, a big Wells Fargo. So there's 4 ATMs. It's a bad day if you have to board up ATMs. Like so 2. More boarded up ATMs means a worse album.
More boarded up means worse album.
Yes.
I was going to say 2 no matter what, so 2.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
It's that, it's like, what was it, Near, I think? Was the it was either Near or Night People was actually a good song. The rest of the album, I don't like screamo at all. I can't, I tried before and it's whatever. And this was just so all over the place that... Need to board up some ATMs.
I'm at 1 boarded up ATM because for the first time you didn't try to split the difference. So I'm going to respect that, which is cool.
They made 1 good song. If there wasn't a good song on there, it would have been like...
I think they made 3 good songs. And I kind of thought of the screaming part kind of more as distortion than a guitar. Because it was at that kind of low level and at that kind of frequency. So... Literally not paying attention to any of the words. I kind of...
No, you can't understand what the hell... That's why I hate screamo. It's so fucking stupid. Just... No.
Yeah.
You're lucky you're banning me from saying words. Because I was just about to say some words.
Pusha T has launched a new hip-hop app called Air, which is trying to get... Hey, listen, it's trying to get...
Why can't we have an app again that makes your voice go all crazy?
Every single time we mention a rapper making an app.
Always. I'm sorry. It's the original.
The T-Pain app.
Oh, original
T-Pain app.
This app
is going to be good. Maybe. let me see what you think. Because it's supposed to help artists, like, get discovered. And it's supposed to, like, it's like a Reddit almost for music discovery. Because you give these, like, digital tokens
to people. Just rap or is it any?
I think it's... I don't know if it's anything, but considering it's Pusha T, it's probably, like, leaning towards rap.
I assume. If it was something...
Yeah, it's a hip-hop-centric app. So
I'm down for good hip-hop instead of hearing trap every day.
I don't know how specific they're going to be to that, but, yeah, I'd be cool if it was just something a little... don't know. Saying I want more hip hop makes it sound too like old head like, but
no, as in just we need to change it up because I hate trap because it sounds the same.
Or move trap forward in a way.
There's not much you can do forward. I mean, there are people who are trying it, but again, look at Bishop Nuru.
Right.
There's a lot of good production out there and a lot of stuff that isn't getting heard because of just the star fuck that is trap right now, where everybody's getting on it.
Well, Sean, if you want to just like make a 45 track album and release it on Spotify, really maybe you can be a trap artist too.
It's really not that hard. I'm down because I'll get hella paid. So why not?
There's rumors that Sophie and Lady Gaga are working on an album together, which you don't like Sophie.
I don't mind Sophie. I didn't like her last album because that was a screwdriver in my ear, but she's done good production and other stuff.
Fair enough. Vince Staples. Like Sophie.
I know you like Sophie, but we like different styles.
And Lady Gaga is a bit of my guilty pleasure. So.
Lady Gaga is either a hit or miss for me. She's either really good or dog dick shit. It's one of the two. There's no in between. So this could be really, really good or really, really bad. But I'm bordering on the good part because the last album where I heard Sophie, if she does the production, is partly Vince Staples.
Right.
That went hard.
Last song, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think producing for an artist, even if it's for like one song or like part of an album, can really... Because when a producer makes an album, you kind of get all of that producer's thoughts. And there's a reason why, like, oftentimes producers and artists don't mix. Is because producers can kind of go too far into their idea and not constrain themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas the artists kind of sometimes just don't even know where to start with music. And that's a gross overgeneralization of like a lot of musicians. A lot of musicians do both.
Why are you assuming my musicianship?
But,
I threw Dan off on that one. God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to get everything out, okay? Because this is a bad neutral island. Anyways, I'm kind of down to see what happens if that album does become a thing.
Me too. Let's see if we can get a Dirty Projectors review in before the break. Let's go for it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. You have it up? Cool.
Yeah, Lamp Lit Pros. Prose.
Another wild card album that I threw in.
This is
in.
Some hipster shit.
10 songs, 37 minutes long. It's such hipster bullshit.
It is straight hipster bullshit. Oh my god. I listened to the first song, I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And it was just straight. You're on 4th Street with some dude with like a beard and some little like mustache that goes up like this wearing suspenders. Like he has a fucking mustache comb and wax that he uses.
He looks like 1930s Waldo.
All right, and he thinks he's cool because he drinks IPAs. That's who listens to the show.
He has like cold brew IPA coffee.
Hey, man, do you listen to the new Dirty Projects album? It's pretty good, dude. You should listen to it.
I can't wait for Tori Amos' next project.
Oh, no. Tori Amos kind of my guilty pleasure, you know that. Some of his stuff's really good.
But both of ours.
But this is
we're
awful.
We're in the territory.
This is Downtown Fullerton. People love this shit.
It's just so airy and synth heavy that it kind of just borders on bland.
Super bland.
And it's the kind of...
It's not good hipster shit. It's not like Dive, where Dive is good hipster shit.
I always call it Dive in my head still. It's
not
amazing.
Dive, it's Dive. Dive is really good. Because their music, like, you can hear the music.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
I'm good. Triggered.
How many ATMs are we boarding up?
So what? So more ATMs is good or less ATMs? What was it?
More ATMs bad.
So I'm doing like 3 boarded up ATMs?
I don't know, but like this is the kind of music you would play somewhere that's so gentrified you can't board up an ATM.
No, fuck that. We're boarding. No, because we're having a Bolshevik revolution, right? So no ATM is safe.
That's a revolution against these like gentrifying bullshit hipsters who listen to Dirty Projectors.
They're the ones who are crowdfunding Kylie Jenner's thingy, and I swear if I find out who does that,
unironically,
If I find out who's doing that, they're getting a sickle to the throat.
As anti-Semitic as this is going to sound, which is usually not the best way to begin anything, there's a comedian on Instagram called the Fat Jew, like the Fat Jewish. And he apparently started that crowdfunding campaign.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But he's an Instagram comedian, so I'm pretty sure it's a joke. I think the people who
actually... my tons, you have no idea.
The people who donated more than $5, those are the ones who... almost good. Before we can finish that sentence, it's about time for us to go to the break. So we are going to come right back and...
They need to go.
We have some... A little bit more news and No Chill Island 2.
Culture 2.
Culture Chaos 2. And we're back.
Fucking fake Jamaican. Apparently Drake might drop another project as soon as he gets a new record deal from Fader. I don't like Drake. I really don't.
Just thinking about his songs give me a migraine.
No, it's funny, and a lot of people are starting to turn on him too. I mean, they have been in general, but like looking
we're
at
more
comments,
vocal.
Were on his in Scorpion, people were like are over it, which I'm like finally.
So they hated the over commercialization.
Exactly, and especially the whole thing on Spotify. I think that was a turning point.
There's no hope for humanity.
I mean, that actually is no hope for humanity. We're all gonna die here, but I mean, we are. But we
sooner
are.
Than we need to.
Yeah.
But
fake Jamaican Canadian ass.
He is the first. Like his album was the first to rack over. And over a billion global streams in the first week of release.
Probably because every mall in America is blasting it 6 times a day.
But no one goes to malls anymore. Westminster's mall is going to be gone in like...
Well, Westminster Mall is going to be gone, but Cerritos is still popping.
The Lakewood Mall.
Dude, no one's going to Lakewood Mall. Shit's disgusting.
Anyways, 7 top charting Scorpion songs are on the top 10. Which is nice for what? Nonstop, God's Plan. In my feelings, I'm upset, emotionless, don't matter to me, which Michael Jackson carries that song, which means Joe Jackson carries that song.
Which means Joe Jackson is up there in or in medium hell. I don't know where Michael is.
Sony? Sony Rick Records. Whoever has his like record deal.
Right. I'm saying, hey, Michael, get back to work.
Yeah. The last people to do something like that were the Beatles.
Actual good music. I'm not even the biggest Beatles fan, too, but...
Yeah, it's just really...
It's depressing.
A gut punch. This, Apple Music.
This podcast is becoming depressing now because music is awful.
It's like...
It's I don't like, need to see any more Drake, goddammit.
It's like Fox... When a Democrat wins the presidency?
Or, no, it was MSNBC when they found out that their beloved little MSNBC. Wasn't winning.
People love to, like, watch TYT during election night, but people forget that, like, Cenk was one of the few people going on mainstream media saying that Trump was going to win. So, that's not funny. MSNBC is funny.
That meltdown was...
Rachel Maddow.
It was just, I was eating popcorn like, this is beautiful.
Oh, God.
Everything I wanted. All the neoliberals are crying.
But that's what music kind of feels like sometimes right now, because it's not...
Well, there's good music. There's a lot of good music.
I want to do a conversation in this episode, because we're not doing much else. I'm kidding. Absolutely some other time. But about like how... Trap right now is kind of like the way pop was in 2007, 2008, where it was just inundating and nothing new was coming out. And
I've been saying that shit for like since the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah. But it's like really.
Now people are starting to catch on.
Yeah.
I go, oh.
But one of the reasons that Apple Music kind of like surpassed Spotify, where they got those like big partnerships. In the beginning, and even though like no one's doing
well,
like,
of course, I mean Apple Music, it's a juggernaut because every fucking basic white bitch has a goddamn iPhone, and most people still will go. Most people I talk to use Apple Music.
Used to not be most. Now it's most, but
with all of the deals and the exclusives and shit, because the
Yeah, but even though those aren't happening anymore, Apple Music's like, we don't care. We now just have everyone because everyone owns an iPhone.
Exactly. Yeah. They have such a monopoly. You know what? Tim Cook gets up there now.
You know, Tim Cook is... I call this Lisa's game of capitalism. Where Lisa says, like, say what you want about Jeff Bezos, but, like, he's good at the game.
He is good at the game, but he's pure evil.
No, but Apple, so not many companies are able to go from, like, building hardware to then, like, controlling a software space, like, vertically. Apple did that.
Apple did do that.
Tim Cook did that. Yeah. Well, on the back of Steve Jobs.
On the back of Steve
Jobs. On the grave of Steve Jobs.
See, Steve Jobs is my boy. He's cool, and Apple went to shit after that.
Steve Jobs is a maniac.
He's also fucking crazy, but he made good shit.
Steve Jobs is a maniac coming from me.
He's a maniac. He's mental. That's what, Elon is Steve Jobs. He really is.
And now we like to end, quote unquote, the episode, but we're going to have no chill out in a moment, with Farage Against the Machine. Because Rage Against the Machine is suing Nigel Farage in the UK for having a Farage Against the Machine podcast. Rage Against the Machine, some of the members of that are in Prophets of Rage, so don't get those confused, because I originally did kind of. But I love this.
I just like the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine because he's a straight Marxist. Like, not even joke, nothing, straight.
Yeah, what's his name?
I can't think of it. He has dreads and he's...
Motherfucker,
motherfucker.
Tim Comerford. Tamarello.
No, Tamarello's a guitarist.
Zach De La Roca. Yeah.
That guy is a straight Marxist. That's beautiful.
I didn't know that. That's actually pretty funny.
And it's funny because Tamarello's an anarchist.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I've seen him on, I mean, just any interviews, whatever. Like, he was on Rogan one time, and it was...
Yeah, he was. He had a hat that said Make America Rage Again, which is kind of funny.
All right.
Which they're going to now because, you know, culture too. The culture in.
Welcome to No Chill Island.
I'm already calling it. I'm losing it. I'm 1,000% losing this
So let's talk about the rules of No Chill Island because there are a lot of new viewers who are about to stop listening and viewing to this show.
So we're gonna piss off our audience. Wow.
Odyssey. Audience. Okay. No Chill Island is a special game to play in 2018. It's the game of social norms and social culture and music. There's a line in what you can and can't say and what's politically correct and what's politically incorrect. We're going to try to find that exact line when talking about some of the most ridiculous stories in music culture right now.
I'm losing within 2 seconds.
The first story, Offset and Cardi B, welcome into the world, culture Kiari Cephas.
The best thing is that Fader fucking says culture 3. Oh my god. For fuck's sake, content needs to stop. Branding needs to stop. If you name your kid after your husband who you like yelled about in your rap thing where you sounded like you had or something like that.
Wow, okay.
I've watched too many British periodical dramas. Okay, that was my bad. I didn't know that was... I thought I was treading the line. Okay. I told you I was going
to
lose.
So the first... I didn't even get to explain the rules that the first person who has to get edited out or bleeped loses.
All right. So can we start... Let's... From this point on.
All right.
This point on.
This has been a rough podcast. I don't think I've been doing super well this podcast anyways, like presenting everything, because I've been a little slow and a little bit too high. So like, we'll start over from then. We'll continue going on. We're still at 0-0.
Anyways.
England.
French just... God damn it. French get 2 stars on their stupid cock. That's how you say rooster in French, okay?
Shut up. There's the line. Good job.
Le coq.
All right. So, anything more about...
Cardi B sounding dense on rapping about Offset because apparently she was mad at him but then had a kid with him because, you know, that's how it works. And naming that kid fucking culture. There's no hope for humanity. Trap needs to stop. Trap needs to get abolished after that. We can't have trap anymore.
We ruin trap.
No, they ruin trap. I mean, trap is already ruined because everyone sounds the same and, you know, whatever the same. So
let's talk about Del the Flunky.
And now,
Del the Flunky Homo sapien.
I'm not gonna. This is the line.
So
this might be the best worst video in a very long time.
This is a good time to be watching Audio Face on video right now. Because we're gonna be like somewhere in the middle. I'm gonna like pop display right there. And we're gonna, I have the video right here, so I'm gonna like sync it and we're gonna play it at the same time. Because I love making Sean lose. What?
This dumb fucker.
And then Damon's just like, yo,
yo, dude, you cool? You good? You good? They.
No.
Yeah. Don't pass go. Do not collect $100.
So, Del the Flunky Del the Funky Homo sapien from Clint Eastwood Gorilla's like first super huge hit fell off stage while performing at the Roskilde Festival in Denmark.
He fractured ribs.
He got 7 fractured ribs, puncturing his lung on one side. Puncturing his lung on one side and lacerating it on the other. Puncturing his lung on one side and lacerating it on the other. And fracturing 7 of his ribs.
You need to never see Pup. You need to most deaf yourself and never use Del the Funky Homo sapien again. You have to go by your actual name. So you're not allowed on stage as Del the Funky Homo sapien again, whatever his government name is. Hold on.
Taron Delvin Jones.
All right, Taron Jones is now your stage name. Clint Eastwood Gorillaz featuring Taron Jones. Del the Funky Homo sapien's dead. He's on the ground with a punctured lung and shit saying, finally someone let me off the stage. Falling down. How do you... First off, you were in sunglasses on stage. Why do you think you fell, you fucking doofus? Secondly, the flail. He's just walking off and goes, huh, like... You know, like an NPC in Garry's Mod or something, where just NPCs just go, or like fall off the edge randomly on boats?
Oh my god, Garry's Mod. I haven't heard that shit in a while.
Day. That's what he looked like. He straight looked like an NPC just running for your life and then just falling off. You need to go home and rethink your life. You need to sit down, light up a cigar, and really go.
What am I doing?
What am I doing with my life? I mean, is rap really, yeah, I've been doing this since the 90s. Is this really the good, what I should be doing for my life? Might not be Del, Jared, whatever you're, Taron.
Jaron.
Tarod.
I'm so bad with names. Taron Delvin Jones.
Delvin.
TD Jones.
Delvin. You got a fucking,
TD Ameritrade.
You got a Delvin fucking rib is what you got. You got a fucking Delvin.
More like Taron diving off the stage.
Taron finally sent me let off the stage. And then...
Tekashi 6ix9ine reportedly choked a 16-year-old. He was returning from a European tour at an airport, I believe.
Can he get arrested and get, like, fucking with his fun parts in jail?
So he had... He had an open warrant. Daniel Hernandez is his name. He had an open warrant for a misdemeanor assault charge against causing bodily injury. And the 16-year-old
dude
fan...
Dude is a fan. Damn. What
yeah.
the fuck?
In 2015, Hernandez pled guilty to 1 felony count of use of a child in a sexual performance. And was reportedly arrested for assaulting a police officer and driving with a suspended license. Tekashi 6ix9ine is, you know, taking the stage as XXXTentacion as the biggest douche in SoundCloud rap.
Someone may need to get a stick and put up his butt in jail. That happens in jail. I hope you go to jail and I hope you drop the soap.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. I hope he gets pulled.
Cut out this. Yes, I won, so I can say whatever I want.
Oh man, God, we really
If you have a face tattoo, he needs to kill himself. He needs to go in the fucking bathroom, get on a chair, get a rope noose tied up, get him his kit, like, kick out the chair, realize you're a failure at life because the rope breaks, comes down, but then the pipe comes down and hits you in the head, and then you get knocked out.
Dude, I just want him to jump in front of an ICE Suburban. So he can, like, get deported and killed at the same time.
He gets to Mexico, gets by cartel drugs, and I hope his body gets used for smuggling cocaine into Los Angeles.
I hope the vultures use his hair as a nest.
I'm kind of down for that. That was that. That went downhill so fast. Just looking at his stupid fucking dumb face with 69 tattooed above his goddamn eyeball like a fucking doofus. We need to cut everything. Tekashi 69 doesn't exist.
I threw in a curveball for you. Tekashi 69 was granted bail following an emergency hearing, but he was deemed a flight risk.
That's actually funny.
He was also jailed in Rikers Island.
I really do hope he got
Jesus!
Rikers Island is rough, man. You know the people that are on there.
He's in an isolation unit until his next court hearing.
Aww.
But he was, it was arrested at JFK Airport for alleging a 16-year-old.
Don't get JFK'd.
I hope Tekashi 69 gets JFK'd.
I'm so down.
Like, I can't wait for the Tekashi 69 challenge. Where people just, like, drive in their cars with, like, their moon roofs down. And then all of a sudden...
You lost one with that. You lost one. Bow down. I wanted to... Tekashi 69 challenge. With, you know, some overweight white woman who's really racist comes out and, like, teabags on him.
No, the Tekashi 69 challenge is, like, having, like, one of those, like, permit patties call
Does
the police.
Does he have Saw tattooed on his face? You really need to kill yourself.
Yeah, they really need to, like...
You know what? They don't... He shouldn't be allowed... You know what?
Oh. You know what? They should use him in one of those, like, fucking...
This is getting cut right. This is sure getting cut right.
They should use him in one of those, like, videos where they, like, cut his neck off and, like, pull up the, like, neck like rubber and, like, de-skull him and then, like, put him on top of, like... They can put him on top of cars since women can drive now.
I want to get God is graded. All right, well we need to cut Tekashi straight up. We both lost. That was beautiful.
I need to... wow.
Oh, no, this is another one.
Speaking of domestic abusers who for some reason still have music careers, Chris Brown was arrested on felony battery charges after his concert in West Palm Beach.
But I think if he shows his mugshot, he's like crying. I'm like, bitch, save your cheers. Until you drop the soap. Then you know what real tears are.
Yo, I just want, like, Chris Brown and Conor McGregor to get in the ring.
I want Chris Brown... to have Tekashi 69's ghost come over and say, which fork do you want?
You mean XXXTentacion?
Sorry, what,
You fucked up the joke, so it's not even offensive.
I fucked up. Which way do you want to get forked today, buddy?
Like, I think this is why I'm not against the death penalty. Because Rihanna should be able to shoot Chris Brown in the dick.
She could beat the fuck up. She could fucking beat.
Rihanna should be able to Dick Cheney Chris Brown and make Chris Brown apologize.
I don't like Riri's music usually, but I feel bad for her about getting the ass
to the song Lemon. He's just like go.
Chris Brown needs to just go away.
I approached the line. I think I did really well for that. And then lastly...
Oh my
because
god.
Because now we're going to end Audio Face on a good note. Ariana Grande is headlining Amazon's Music Prime Day. Which happened already, actually.
Revolution. No, Prime Day's tomorrow.
No. It's Music Prime Day. Oh. It's different from regular Prime Day. So we're recording this on the 15th. Regular Prime Day is going to be on the 16th. But Music Prime Day was on July 11th. And so Amazon had their own music show, which featured a lot of artists I really never heard. Alicia Cara, Julia Michaels. I think I've heard Julia Michaels before, actually. Kelsey Ballerini.
Someone really needs to stop Bezos.
This is capitalism, but Ariana Grande was headlining that show.
Well, she's whatever. Fake.
Wow, we can't do that.
That's my last little bit. Yeah. I actually have no beef there, Ariana Grande. Her music's just super bland and I don't know.
I feel like
the whole Manchester thing, she got like super butthurt over, which I understand, but at the same time, you should get over that shit.
How do you say someone gets butthurt over a terrorist attack?
Yeah, it was just a terrorist attack, dog. Some people got killed at your concert, fucking get over it. You better make that shit work.
You got butthurt over a terrorist attack. You get triggered by a terrorist attack, Snowflake. Jesus! We're done! Stop listening to this podcast!
I told you it was a bad idea!
This has been Audio Face. Don't follow us anywhere! No. Sean, this is gonna get discovered and you're done! Cheers! Goodbye!